beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with sincere hearts to confess our sins to God our Father and to plead in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for his forgiveness.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. Almighty God, our Maker and our Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. And so we plea for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy on us, and for his sake, grant us remission of all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you, and of your will, and true obedience to your word, so that by your grace, we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called in your name, servant of the word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Behold, your King is coming to you.
Righteous and having salvation.
To you, O Lord,
I lift up my soul.
O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame.
Let not my enemies exult over me.
Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame.
They shall be ashamed who are treacherous without cause.
Your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and be saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday in Advent is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 64th chapter. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains may quake at your presence. And when fire kindles brushwood and fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, and that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome things that we did not look for, You came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From of old, no one has heard or perceived by ear, no eye has seen God besides you, who acts for those who wait for him. You meet him who joyfully works righteousness, those who remember you in your ways. Behold, you were angry, and we sinned. In our sin, we have been a long time, and shall be not be saved. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls upon your name, who rouses himself to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us, and you have made us melt in the hand of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you our potter. All the work of your hand. Be not so terribly angry, O Lord, and remember not iniquity forever. Behold, please look, we are your people. This is the word of the Lord. Restore us, O God of hosts.
Let your face shine, and ye be saved.
Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock.
You who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth.
Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh,
stir our own light and come to save us.
Restore us, O God.
Let your face shine, that we may be saved.
O Lord God of hosts,
how long will you be angry with your evil prayers?
You have fed them with the bread of tears,
and give them tears to drink in full measure.
You make us an object of contention for our neighbors,
and our enemies laugh among themselves.
Restore us, O God of hosts.
Let your face shine, that we may be saved. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Restore us, O God of hosts.
Let your face shine, that we may be saved.
The reading from the letters is from St. Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth, the first chapter. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, all as testimony about Christ, who was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you in the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, lift up your heads, O gates,
and be lifted up, O ancient doors,
that the King of glory may come in. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 11th chapter. When they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it, and will send it back here immediately.' And they went away and found a colt tied at a door outside in the street, and they untied it. And some of those standing there said to them, 'What are you doing untying the colt?' And they told them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the word, what do you believe?
I believe in God, the Father of Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The prophet Isaiah prayed in our Old Testament reading, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down." Hundreds of years later, this is how his prayer was answered. The disciples brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna!
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. This is our text. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. Have you ever prayed like that? That's how Isaiah prayed. He prayed for God to tear open the skies, rip apart the veil, and come down. For him to descend from on high and stir things up. For him to turn the world upside down and shake it loose from its false sense of security, from its apathy and lethargy, from its futility and meaninglessness. Turn up the heat, O Lord, Isaiah prayed, and make it boil. Make your name known to your adversaries, awe the nations with your power. That was Isaiah's prayer. But what Isaiah experienced was far different. He didn't see God acting in might for his people. There were no mighty works. There were no deeds of wonder done by God. Nothing that filled the world with awe at the might of the Lord. Now, Isaiah prayed for God to come down, but what he felt was a separation, a divide between God and man. A great chasm that had opened up. Heaven was shut. God was silent. He seemed to be absent. He appeared to be uninvolved. Why had God hidden his face? Why had he turned away from his people? Because all our deeds, Isaiah says, all our deeds, the very best, all our righteous deeds, the very best that humanity has to show, they are all like a polluted garment, like filthy rags. That's what Isaiah says. It's our fault, all our fault, no one to blame but ourselves. So God was silent and unknown and unfeared and unloved and untrusted. He was dishonored and disrespected. Isaiah cries, come down. It's a cry for help. Come and right what is wrong. Come and rescue and save. You were angry, he says, and we sinned. In our sins we have been for a long time, and shall we be saved? We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities take us away. Isaiah pictures us like the last leaf of fall, being ripped off by that terribly cold wind that whistles in the deadly winter. Will God come before we're all gone? And why should he come? Just why would God even care? What's in it for him? Well, his creation, for one. That's what's in it for God, his creation and all his creatures, the work of his hands. Now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. And you are the potter. We are all the work of your hands. So don't be angry any longer, Isaiah prays. Remember not our sin, but do remember us. Behold your creation. Please look. We are all your people. Don't despise what you've made. Don't toss it aside. Reclaim us, O Lord. Restore us, O Lord. Isaiah prays for God to come down again, to come down anew, to come down afresh. Come down is the constant prayer of God's people. It's our prayer as well. It's our Advent prayer this season, and it's the longing of our hearts. We want God to come again. But there's nothing that you or I can do to make him come. We can't force him to come. We can't manipulate or coerce him into coming. We can't push his buttons to get a response from God. He'll come if he wants to. He'll come when he wants to. He'll come how he wants to. Come down, we cry, like you did in the past. like you did for Israel through blood and water in the Exodus. Come down like you did on Mount Sinai with thunder and lightning, making the earth quake. Come down like you came to the tabernacle, filling it with the cloud of your glory. Deliver us from our sins, from death, and from the devil. Show your power. Fill the whole earth with your glory. We pray that he would rend the heavens. Make it happen again, we pray, and soon. Will God be silent? Will he hide because of our sin? But we are your creation. Do not forsake us. Will he ever rend the heavens? Will he come? Advent is an answer to that prayer. The word Advent itself means coming. Sometimes it gets used to talk about the arrival of a notable person or a notable thing or a great event. In the church, we use the word Advent to talk about the coming of our God to his people. God has come. He answered Isaiah's prayer, though perhaps not in the way that Isaiah pictured or expected. I'd like to take you back for a moment to a time when our Lord Jesus Christ came to the Jordan River. And when he stepped into the water of that river, there you could see happening what Isaiah had prayed for. Suddenly it all became clear. Jesus stepped into the water, and the heavens, it says, were torn open. They were rent asunder, and they stayed open from that point on. As Jesus stepped into the water of the Jordan River at his baptism, it was clear that God had revealed his face. But it looked like the face of a first century Jew. God showed his mighty hand and his outstretched arm, but they were the hands and the arms of a carpenter from Nazareth. Jesus, our brother, flesh and blood like us. We pray for God to rend the heavens, and this is his answer. We pray for him not to look at our sins, and he responds by putting his beloved son in the water with sinners and bringing him out laden with the sin of the world. And then another moment later in the life of Jesus, when he comes to Jerusalem, to the gates of that great city, this God incarnate, man divine, comes, and some coming it was. He was sitting on a colt. The Lord has need of it. Cloaks of commoners served as his red carpet. Palm branches cut from trees in the field were his banners. A motley crew of misfits came in front of him and followed after him, shouting out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." God comes. His kingdom comes. But what a strange kingdom it was. No thunder and lightning, no violence, no armor, no power of any kind, no anger or wrath, no cracking heads together or blasting sinners from the earth. He rends the heaven and comes on a donkey with gentleness and kindness, with humility and lowliness. Not in the earthquake, not in the fire, not in the roaring wind, but in the still, small voice, like a gentle dew from heaven. We pray for God to come and save, and this is his answer. We pray for him not to look at our sin, and he responds by stretching out the arms of his beloved Son on the cross through blood. We pray for him to rend the heavens, and the temple curtain is torn in two as Jesus dies. This is how God responded to Isaiah's prayer and to ours long ago with the first advent of Jesus Christ. But that's not all. God still comes. You see, Jesus is Emmanuel. He is God with us, and he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. He said he would be with us always, even to the end of the age. And he keeps his promises. He comes now, not to die, not to die again. That's over and done with. The dying is finished. He will never die again. Death has no power over him. But he comes now risen from the dead. He comes wholly alive. And he lays his cross over the chasm between heaven and earth. And he takes up the sin, all the sin, every single sin that separates you from God. But what a strange coming it is. Rend the heavens and come down, we pray, and he does come to us and to all nations now. In his holy word, in his holy sacraments, he comes through the still small voice of his word read and preached. He comes through the life-giving water of holy baptism that still claims you as his own. He comes, his body and blood, in, with, and under the bread and wine on this altar. You see, Jesus rides right through the gates of our ears and our mouths to make his throne in our hearts. That's how he finds his way to you. That's how he establishes his reign and rule in your life now. That's how he serves you as your Lord. That's how he takes your sin and gives you his righteousness. How he takes your death and gives you his life. How he takes your hell and gives you his heaven. He is the potter. We are the clay. And he claims us as his own again. This is how God responds to Isaiah's prayer and to our prayer now, with the sacramental advent of Jesus Christ. And still we pray that he would rend the heavens and come down. And he will come. He will come again. He will come again, not on a donkey, not on bread and wine, but on the clouds of heaven. No gate will bar his way, because the very gates of heaven and earth will be torn down, and the pillars of the earth will be shaken and crumble. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess him as Lord. You wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, St. Paul writes, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless, on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, the great day of his coming again in glory. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is how God will respond to Isaiah's prayer and to ours, with the final advent, the second coming, the return of Christ in glory. Today we prayed, stir up your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and be saved by your mighty deliverance. He came in the flesh. He comes now in the word and sacraments. He will come again in glory. Come, we pray. Rule in our hearts and our lives. Rule in our homes and our work. Rule in us forever. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. In these three Advents, God answers our prayer by coming down to us in Jesus Christ. What Jesus came and did then, he comes and gives to us now, until he comes again soon to answer our prayer finally and fully. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. In Jesus' name. Amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs.
Almighty and most merciful God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for all your goodness and tender mercies, especially for the gift of your dear Son, and for the revelation of your will and grace. Implant your word in us, that with good and honest hearts we may keep it and bring forth the fruits of faith. Grant rest to us and bless our living nativity sabbatical. Help us bear witness to Jesus our Savior, especially during the Advent and Christmas seasons, that we may encourage one another in the faith and speak of Christ as Lord and Savior to all. We humbly implore you to rule and govern your church throughout the world. Bless all those who proclaim your truth, that we may be preserved in pure doctrine, the pure doctrine of your saving word, and that faith in you may be strengthened, love toward others increased, and your kingdom extended. Send forth laborers into your harvest, and sustain those whom you have sent, that the word of reconciliation may be proclaimed to all people and the gospel preached in all the world. Grant health and prosperity to all who are in authority, especially to the President and Congress of the United States, the governor and legislature of this commonwealth, and to all those who make, administer, and judge our laws. Grant them grace to rule according to your good pleasure, for the maintenance of righteousness and the hindrance and punishment of wickedness, that we may lead quiet and peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty. According to your good pleasure, turn the hearts of our enemies and adversaries, that they may cease their hostilities and walk with us in meekness and peace. Comfort, O God, with your Holy Spirit, all who are in trouble, want, sickness, anguish of labor, peril of death, or any other adversity, especially Gary Kengis, Mary Simeoni, Charles Schneefloke, Diane Albert, Jared Blaze, Melanie Kramer, Ginny Cutler, Kay Emmerich, Karina Thaw, Rob Gogan, and all who have asked for our ongoing prayers, and also those who are grieving during this time. Grant courage and steadfastness, especially to those who suffer for your name's sake, that they may receive and accept their afflictions in the confidence that you will acknowledge them as your own. Protect all mothers with child, including Kelsey, Rachel, Abby, Laura, Nika, Joelle, and all unborn children, especially those in danger of abortion. Although we have deserved your righteous wrath and punishment, yet we ask you, O most merciful Father, not to remember the sins of our youth, nor our many transgressions. Out of your unspeakable goodness and mercy, defend us from all harm and danger to body and soul. Preserve us from false doctrine, from war and bloodshed, from plague and pestilence, from all calamity by fire and water, from hail and tempest, from failure of harvest and from famine, from anguish of heart and despair of your mercy, and from an evil death. In every time of trouble, show yourself a very present help, the Savior of all, especially to those who believe. Cause all needed fruits of the earth to prosper that we may enjoy them in due season. Give success to the Christian training of the young, to all lawful occupations on land, sea, and air, and to all pure arts and useful knowledge, crowning them with your blessing. Receive, O God, our bodies and souls and all our talents, together with the offerings we bring. For by his blood your Son has purchased us to be your own, that we may live under him in his kingdom. These and whatsoever other things you would have us ask of you, O Lord, grant us for the sake of Jesus Christ, your only Son, our Lord and Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We give you thanks, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Send your Spirit, we pray, on this bread and wine, that they may also be the body and blood of him who is coming in the clouds, that even now he may come to us and into us with grace and pardon. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Body and Christ given unto death. drink the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ and shed for the forgiveness of our sins.
Take heed to the body of Christ given us to death.
Take drink the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ and shed for the
forgiveness of our sins. The true body of Christ given unto death for you. Take drink the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Depart in peace. Take eat the true body of Christ given unto death for you. Take drink the true blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
he is good. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank and praise you for feeding us with the life-giving body and blood of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Send us your Holy Spirit, that having with our mouths received the Holy Sacrament, we may by faith obtain and eternally enjoy your divine grace, the forgiveness of sins, unity with Christ, and life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, grant to your church your Holy Spirit and the wisdom that comes down from above, that your word may not be bound, but have free course, and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, so that in steadfast faith we may serve you, and in the confession of your name abide unto end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Bless we the Lord.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.